Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of Sullivan Progress Plaza, a strip mall in North Philadelphia with origins in the civil rights movement. Jake Blumgard of WHYY's Plan Philly reports on America's first shopping center built, owned, and managed by African Americans.
The shopping center on Broad and Oxford Streets might not look remarkable to the average passerby, but the site had been visited by politicians for decades, including Barack Obama in 2008. Here's the man behind the project, the Reverend Leon Sullivan, explaining the concept to presidential candidate Richard Nixon in 1968.
This whole thing is owned by African Americans. Every brick is owned.
Yes, yes.
People rent from us.
Right. Nothing that I do is owned by whites.
Right.
I mean, they support me.
The Reverend Sullivan had been fighting to desegregate Philadelphia factories and shops for years. But in the late 1960s, he decided that the black community needed to own businesses, not just work in them. Congressman Dwight Evans was a young man in 1968 when Progress Plaza opened, but he still remembers Sullivan's message.
At that time, they were talking about burn, baby, burn. He came out with what we call build, brother, build. That was the fundamental difference.
Progress Plaza was a huge success at first. But as North Philly continued to lose population, it went through hard times too. Today, most of the stores are national chains, not the small black-owned businesses that Sullivan had hoped for. Wendell Whitlock has helped run the plaza for decades.
Now, it started and it had 90% minority vendors. Well, we have one minority vendor, and he's Asian.
Whitlock said he's proud Progress Plaza is still standing. And tomorrow, local officials, including Congressman Evans, will celebrate its golden anniversary. Jake Blumgard, WHYY News.